Hi, I'm Sonia Mellor, Miss Louisiana from KPCRadio.com, and you're listening to Looking Good, Cooking Good. I will be talking and discussing today about the Southern foods and traditions of Louisiana with my guest that's here with me today, Mrs. Karen McCann. Hi, Karen, and how are you doing today, sweetheart?
Oh, good morning, Miss Sonia. Very good today.
Thank you, and thank you for coming as a guest today. Now, I was wondering about a few things. I knew you told me you were born and raised in Louisiana. Is that the truth?
Slidell, Louisiana.
Tell me a little about Slidell, Louisiana.
Well, I was born in Denver, Colorado, and my father worked for Michoud. So we got transferred there when I was sixth, seventh grade.
Okay.
And so we lived there in Slidell and got to taste the wonderful seafood and the Mardi Gras and learning that word lagniappe and the fleur de lis.
Yeah,
and I became a debutante through.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. So tell me, basically, when you guys was transferred from Colorado and then you moved to Louisiana, were there any difference in the foods?
Oh, yes. The culture is different, most definitely. I was in culture shock, to say the least, because I hadn't seen so many people of color living in such a manner from where I come from, the Mile High City, kind of cowboy, Western, outdoorsy, as opposed to the streets and feeling that French flair with them tap dancing and feeling all those, the cacophony of sound in the quarters, you know?
Yeah.
And the cathedral.
Right. So tell me again. So with the mixture of the, like you said, you came to Louisiana and then you saw the differences. You see the people, they into Mardi Gras, they into, you know, all these different foods, tap dancing, the streets are different. As a kid, when you got there, was that's a frightening feeling, or was it an enjoyable feeling?
It was awesome. I felt like they had so much more freedom than what I had experienced coming from Colorado. I mean, these kids are out making money. They got their little hat or their box. They're tap dancing. Then all of a sudden, you'll see a group of neighborhood people coming through the quarter with instruments and second lining, and everybody in the street joins in. And that is a different type of love. So that was the culture shock. Because in Colorado, it's like, hi. Mm-hmm. But there, we don't do the music thing. It's really, really prominent there. It's those roots are steep, really deep, with a lot of history.
So there was a question on my mind, and I was thinking, like, on the food. So from leaving Colorado, going to New Orleans, was there a difference in the foods?
The gumbo. We don't have gumbo.
Okay.
We have chicken tortilla soup.
Okay.
So, yeah. And sausage.
And sausage.
And beignets.
Okay. So that's what you guys have in Colorado?
No, in New Orleans.
And New Orleans.
Yes.
Okay. And did you enjoy the New Orleans foods?
Oh, every weekend, me and all of us as a family, we would go to the market. Down there off by the pier, there's like a flea market or whatever and such. And then we'd go to Cafe Du Monde and have the beignets.
Yes.
And my dad would get a muffaletta. I never really liked those. I just liked the po' boy.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
So the Cafe Du Monde, I feel that's one of the most popular places that's in Louisiana that sells the beignets. And I know everybody probably from their childhood on up still goes to that place.
Oh, absolutely.
Does it still exist?
Yeah, Cafe Du Monde is still there. It's an historical site. It's not too far from the cathedral, Charles.
Uh-huh.
The cathedral there.
St. Charles. Okay. And basically.
And Louis Armstrong Park, you know.
Okay, so it's down in on the French Quarter, towards Bourbon Street area.
Yeah.
Around that area.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very good. So I once before visit Louisiana myself, and I was always told they had the best Popeyes chicken.
Oh, they do. They do. And the best KFC is in India.
Okay.
Just they all the spices are different everywhere you go, and Popeyes and the biscuit. Mm-hmm. It, and the jambalaya rice, they're not doing it right here.
They're not.
It's missing. I don't know. It's like a spice that's missing.
Oh.
That's how I kind of feel, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wonder about that.
Yeah.
Because I know it's different foods, different places, and everybody
yeah,
have
their differences. Everybody cooks different.
Exactly. So as a kid coming up, did your mother cook like?
Yes, she did, and she even had, what is his name? He was a chef. Chef Paul, and he cooked at Ralph and Cuckoo's.
Okay.
I think Ralph and Cuckoo's is still.
Is it still?
I still believe. They might be. I don't know.
Yeah, because of Hurricane Katrina, and that's what we're going to go back to. It
yes.
kind of, you know, it kind of took things away, but that's great, because the question which when I was asking you about your mother and the reason for that, because I know all families in Louisiana, they all have these special things they cook. And
oh, yeah.
You know. And
now, one thing I'm not really crazy about is that melaton.
Okay.
Yeah. Eggplant, and when I first moved there, I was like, what is melaton?
Uh-huh.
And then I found out it's eggplant.
It's eggplant. So usually how do they prepare a melaton?
They bake it.
Okay.
But it's just not my...
It.
I just don't like the flavor of eggplant, but okay. So I don't mess with the vegetables.
So tell me, what's your favorite food of them all when you go to New Orleans, Louisiana?
I like the bread pudding.
Okay.
The
so you on the
bread
dessert.
Pudding. Oh, my God. That and charbroiled oysters.
Okay. So do you eat the raw oysters? Because
no.
That's very popular there.
Oh, that's an aphrodisiac.
Okay.
Yes, I don't go with that one. But I do like them charbroiled.
Yeah.
But the bread comes in the... Oh, they're so delicious.
I know they also have frog legs. Have you ever experienced frog legs?
I do not really care for...
the frog legs?
No.
Foie
de gras.
The frog.
Isn't that frog legs?
Frog legs.
I
guess that's
French.
How they say those words.
Yeah,
yes.
French, yeah.
Okay, and then I was wondering, there's several popular restaurants in New Orleans, which is located downtown, in the downtown area, to which I'm thinking that they probably are not there no longer because the city went through some.
Yeah, there's a lot of casinos. That Popeyes is still there.
The Popeyes is still there?
Still there on Canal.
On Canal Street,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the Popeyes is there.
So people that's out there listening, you know, when you go to New Orleans, Louisiana, you can go downtown to the downtown Canal Street. That's the best Popeyes in the world.
Best toothpaste.
Yes, and you're welcome to go there and visit and try Popeyes chicken. And I also will be coming back to you guys to let you know a few restaurants, you know, further down the line that you guys can, when you visit New Orleans, you can go and you can experience the good foods.
Lots of flavors there.
Lots of flavors. Okay, there's one, by the way, I want to mention right now, Oceana. Did you mention that throughout the conversation?
No.
Have you ever experienced the Oceana restaurant down in the quarters?
Oceana? I can't say that I have. It doesn't come to mind.
Yeah, well, right now, Oceana is one of the restaurants that's open in Louisiana, you know, even though Katrina, you know, came through, that restaurant was one that remained open. And it's a seafood restaurant, basically.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's very popular. So... That's down in the quarters, and if you're ever in Louisiana again,
yeah,
you're welcome
go to
go to Oceana.
Yeah.
Exactly. Gumbo, jambalaya, I'm talking about
everything. Do they do praline cookies there? Is that on their dessert menu?
You know, I'm not sure. I haven't been to Louisiana myself in so long, but yeah, but most likely, you know.
Those are delicious.
Yeah, so, and basically, like I say, they have everything. When you're in Louisiana, another thing, Miss Karen, I know everybody seems to have fun, and it's more to just food they also like drinking. Liquor is a big thing in Louisiana.
And you know what? That's the drink you get from Pat O'Brien's. You go there to get your hurricane.
Okay, Pat O'Brien's.
And I guess there's another restaurant that was down there called Two Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the Quarter.
Okay.
I remember them a lot because that's where my parents, they enjoyed eating there.
Well, I know most of the time everybody, once they get to Louisiana, they want the food. And then after the food comes the drinks.
Pat O'Brien's.
Exactly.
I
know they have one popular drink to which I enjoy every time I go there, is called a daiquiri.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever experienced the daiquiris?
Yes. The strawberry daiquiris are good. And they have them like at every corner.
Exactly.
They're like 7-Elevens.
Very popular.
Yes.
Very popular.
And the snow cone non-alcoholic side.
Exactly.
In the hot
days. That's another food or item that we really like a lot down south. We call them snowballs. Out in California, they seem to call them snow cones. But you know where we from, we say snowballs.
Because it's a big ball of snow soaked in the best tasting syrup.
Exactly.
Yes.
The best tasting. It can't compare to me. I mean, I can't say that, but well, okay. They snow cones are great in California, but New Orleans, we call them snowballs, and they're a little different.
Yes, juicy.
Very, very different. Yeah, and very, very juicy. So, so basically, we have these different foods that we eat. And right now, you've been in California for how long now? Are you still around? Are you back and forth? Or how is that?
I'm in and out a lot.
Okay. And you experience these different ways of cooking and eating and tasting. So I will ask you, the foods in California, are they any kind of way familiar or taste somewhat like New Orleans?
I can't get the baguette bread. I found one place in the city called Orleans in York. You could buy their baguette.
Mm-hmm.
And they're crispy on the outside and really light on the inside. That's the nice place.
And do they have I know one of the things in Louisiana that's our most popular of all, they're called po' boy sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. That's why I was daydreaming just now. I was thinking of a catfish oyster po' boy. So I drifted off. I was like salivating over here.
Yeah.
You're making me hungry.
Oh, wow. That's what the show is all about. Looking good, cooking good,
yes.
To make people good and make them look and look into the foods that they're eating and eat healthy and knowing what they eating and, you know, and
speaking of healthy, you know, one of the things that I did learn as I grew up there was you always have to have the Trinity when you were speaking of being healthy and having a focused mind. I took it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the Trinity is your celery, your onion, and your pepper.
And that's exactly what's the New Orleans recipe.
Yes, that is the staple in everything.
That's one thing I would like to put forward as well. Down south, when they cook in Louisiana, they definitely use a lot of seasoning. Vegetables is the most important thing of their meals.
They don't use celery salt. They use the celery.
They use the real
pepper.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly. So what was your favorite, your favorite season of them all?
I like Tony Sacheré. I like the Mortons.
Mm-hmm, okay.
The Morton season that comes from there. I need a new one. But, and those are sometimes hard to find here. And the Camilla red beans,
I
want to cook that. And you got to go to special markets here in California to get the Bonang sausage.
Exactly. Yes,
that
you
goes
do.
In that red bean.
Yeah. Nice. It's something that you can't find the foods
and
here.
Fresh bay leaves. You can get the bay leaves so fresh all the time. I don't know if they're grow, but I remember my
the
mom
bay
would
leaves.
Get them at the
so
market.
So when you use your bay leaves, I know my family, we use them in the red beans, and
and the red beans.
So
at the end,
delicious.
Yeah, and you have to remove that leaf.
And you have to remove the leaf when you're cooking it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After it's
so it sounds good. So right now, I know we're standing at peak time, and right now in New Orleans, Louisiana, awesome. Everybody is getting ready to get their things together for Mardi Gras. We got Mardi Gras coming to Louisiana.
Yes, we do.
And right now, I think this weekend will be the first parades that will be starting. And in Mardi Gras, they have all sorts of foods that's out and about on the street.
Street vendors and such.
Exactly. There's one specific food that I don't think you guys ever heard of out and about. Probably, if you're from New Orleans, you did. It's called the hot sausage sandwich.
Joker's hot.
Right. Very hot. And it's one of the best sandwiches. And if you go to New Orleans, they're going to say, you know, you
want
to
dress.
Exactly. If you want to dress, that means everything on it. But they are very good. And hot sausages is one of the most popular sandwiches during Mardi Gras. And the po' boys, of course, shrimp po' boys, like Karen mentioned.
But you can walk and handle that hot sausage a lot better than that po' boy.
Yeah, when you're in New Orleans, and that's the thing, for Mardi Gras, you don't just sit and eat, you walk and eat.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can grab anything. You got the po' boys, you got hot dogs, you
people throwing beads, people
the
on balloons. The balcony.
Yeah, it's just really, really a lot of fun things down there to do.
A
lot of good food.
The jazz.
Yes,
awesome.
A lot of great music. And like she said, the people on the street, the kids that's
very
out
good.
There hustling for their dimes and nickels, I mean, but they're so enjoyable. They're such a great, you know, audience to just look at. I mean, they're so talented.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have very talented people down south. And I really enjoy it every time I go down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, but I wanted to ask you a few more things since Hurricane Katrina. You know, is the city still building up, you think, or are they halfway there, or do you think they...
The infrastructure, from what I understand, they are bouncing back. They have plenty of the economical growth. They what's really sad is a lot of people lost their homes and their loved ones, because now they have casinos in there. They have high rise, very expensive living where the people who were from that land for many generations of people living in the same dwellings for
years
a long
and years
time.
And years
yeah, 50,
and years.
60 years.
And now they're there.
They're wherever they might be. A lot of them have left
the city.
New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's something right there. Well, I pray for everybody that everybody is making it out there all right now.
Yeah, sometimes change is good.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
we
change
have to
is
change.
Good.
We have to change.
Well, I know I have certain people that, like, when, you know, we were born and raised, you know, down south, you from the south, and you make a change, you come to California, and they eat different. California people do not eat Louisiana's people's foods, such as pork, and I'm going to tell you, pickle tips, pigtails.
Oh, no.
I don't think they know that meat is so seasoning and so good in the foods, you know, but they think it's unhealthy. But really, I think it's the way you eat it that makes it unhealthy.
But if you've grown up on it, it would probably send them into a heart attack, because this is the mineral water, exercise, yoga capital of the United States.
Yeah. So, you know, basically.
Now, they'll go for an avocado. They'll get the fat through the avocado,
but
not through no pickle.
But not to the pickle, through the pickle tips or the pigtails. Boy, those are the great
They're
meats.
They're delicacies.
Exactly, that we use to go and we mix them into our beans and, like, greens and all those good things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, that's how we come up with that great taste and flavor, savor kind of food, you know?
Yeah.
We give it all that flavor, you know, people be wanting. And I'm the real Sonya. I know how to do it the real way. So I cook all New Orleans foods. So my guests right here are, have you ever cooked anything in particular that was special for your family? Or
Every day is
That's
special.
From New Orleans.
Every day is special. So Everything we it's just
special.
Part of our tradition and just our cultural, you know, you know, fried chicken or making pralines or just certain things are not just like wait till Thanksgiving or Christmas to eat it. We're eating turkey and smoked right. turkey and smoked turkey necks and mm-hmm. wings and mm-hmm. sometimes the whole turkey. It doesn't have to be on Thanksgiving.
And back Christmas. To Thanksgiving, that's a big thing down in the South because mm-hmm. Thanksgiving mm-hmm. time, everybody and their family, they get together yes. and they got their different things they want to cook. You could tell me maybe something that something special on your list that you would cook, eat Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's. I know you have to have it because I know in my mind. Bread pudding. There we go. Bread pudding are one of the most popular desserts in Louisiana. Everybody loves some bread pudding. So that's a great thing. And thank you for having, thank you, Karen McCann, for coming and being my guest
You're
today.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, and you know, and you're always welcome to come back.
Oh, I will. Next time I'm coming back. I left the box at home. I had a little care package for you, and I walked out and left it. So next time.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And we'll be discussing a little more on Louisiana foods. Maybe on the next topic, I can give you guys a recipe, and you guys can go home and have something to go and work with.
Oh, awesome.
And thank you again, Karen McCain, for being my guest.
It was a pleasure.
I'm Sonia C. Miller at KPC Radio, Miss Louisiana. Thank you guys, and have a wonderful day.